WRN4ARS.
N4ARS, this is N0TR. Good afternoon.
Tom, this is Tom, N4ARS with Pickens County Emergency Communications. Just trying out a new microphone here and was wondering what your comments might be on the audio.
Well, you sound like a very local FM radio station. Absolutely perfect.
Appreciate that, sir. I'm glad to hear that it's set up correctly and working. Looking forward to a little weather coming in later on this evening and tomorrow, so my group is on standby, and we'll wait to see what Mother Nature deals us.
Well, glad you guys are out there. I saw a really interesting article. I almost overlooked it. I'm slow to read the QST at times, and it was on K9OH. What an incredible man. He's in that type of thing a lot. I'm sure you probably know him.
Know Billy very well. In fact, he is one of the newest members of our group, and we're really glad to have him down here with us in the upstate. He's very knowledgeable. He's got a great repeater set up with the new Kenwood repeater, and if you ever need any technical advice or anything, don't hesitate to call on him. He's that kind of guy. He'll drop what he's doing and talk you through things, and we're just blessed to have him up here, Tom.
That's an understatement. I talked to him, but it's been probably a year or so ago. It's been a while, maybe longer. Time flies when you get to be my age. But that was a really a great article on a great individual who gives of himself tremendously. Well, what is the frequency of that repeater? Is that the SC Heart?
Yes, sir, I believe it is. I want to say 145, 370, 470, somewhere in there. I'll have to look it up. We've got so many repeaters in the area that I got to keep up with them on paperwork. But it's right around there. It's a 145, 370 machine, I think.
I probably got it in there. I was driving one night, and I had my radio scanning, and they were doing some type of a net that was locking in on it when I was wanting to listen to something else, and I'm sure I got it in there. I probably locked it out because undoubtedly it's got a tone on it, but I will see about getting that back in there because they do some real serious things on there, and it's a great repeater.
It's usually where they run the GSP Skywarn nets when severe weather comes through, and that's where you'll be able to access a lot of information about what's going on in the local area.
Change, Tom, and thank you. I appreciate it. But you couldn't have a finer signal up here, I'll tell you for sure. I got my mouth full of oatmeal cookie and a cup of coffee here. Bernice brought me over just a minute ago. I was talking to Phil, W4NGU, North Greenville University, and really enjoyed that. I don't hear Phil that often. He's one of these guys that utilizes four-letter word, W-O-R-K, and I try to stay away from that as much as possible.
I'll agree. Now, I retired back in 2005, and I've done more work since then with emergency management than I did when I was with the SO down in Florida. But that's always the way it goes, Tom.
Really love it down here. Our grandkids and daughter and son-in-law are here, and one of them's up in Michigan. And I'm sure they're more concerned with the weather than we are. We say it was closer, but we moved here from Kansas. So I know what bad weather is. and I tell everybody we throwed Toto and Dorothy in the ditch when we left up there, and don't want to see her ever again.
Which means, well, we moved up here from Florida and left behind the two seasons that are popular in that state, 6 months of hurricane and 6 months of brush fire. If I'd known South Carolina was like this, I'd have been up here probably 30, 40 years ago. But, you know, we go with what gets us here. If we'd have made any different changes back then, we probably wouldn't be here now. So can't look back, just got to look forward. All right, Tom, a pleasure talking to you. I hear you on this frequency all the time, and I do appreciate the audio report. We're going to give it a try on sideband this evening. Hopefully it'll sound as good on sideband as it does here on FM.
Is there a lot of 2 meter sideband around here, Tom, before you go? I did a little bit of up in Kansas. And of course, it's flat up there, so we could talk way down into Oklahoma and that. But it was an old radio, and I got a little splatter from it, and my neighbor complained it got in his cheap Chinese radio one night. And so I just took it out of service. But I think that would be a pretty neat band.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not really the one to ask. I haven't operated 2 meter sideband in many, many years. Well, since I was down in Florida, we used to have a 2 meter single sideband net that did cover most of the southeastern United States. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, North and South Carolina. It was pretty much fun, but my single sideband is all HF these days, Tom, so not really the one to ask about that.
Yeah, I just wonder if W4EEY, Gary, is doing any of that. I gave him two beams, or three beams here a while back. I thought maybe he'd utilize that. He's up on the mountain now, at his cottage up there, and a real, real fine operator. I was in Florida, going to school at NAS Jacksonville, and never had any. Boy, there went my alarm on my truck for some reason. I never, there's nobody out there, but it went off. At any rate, we never had any bad weather. Had one fly away when a hurricane come in, but and Clearwater, when the daughter got married, she got married there, and it's beautiful. But boy, I thought Kansas was flat. That's really flat down there.
It certainly is. I'll have to agree with that. All right, Tom, I'm going to run. I got several other projects here to work on, and I do appreciate the audio report. It's always great to talk with you. We'll say 73, and hope you weather the storms coming up into this week and into next week. We'll keep an ear out for you. If you need anything, don't hesitate to give a call. N0TR, this is N4ARS. We'll be clear after your final, Tom.
Well, thank you, Tom. The pleasure's all mine. I enjoyed it. There's just not much I can do outside today other than go check on the chickens. And, there was something else I was going to say, and that alarm set my mind scattering. You have a good day, Tom. And I do have a doctor's appointment for a blood draw in the morning down at the VA on the west side of Greenville, and I was a little concerned, but from what I gather here on the Channel 4 weather report, it should just be wet and kind of a dreary old day, and we'll hope that. Snow, I don't mind. Ice, that's prohibited, especially my age, or anybody's age. 75, Tom, and talk to you later. N4ARS, and 0TR is clear.